the arrest, but I have a serious story first, okay?
All right.
New details are emerging about the 2002 R. Kelly sex tape scandal that led to charges of child pornography. In a recent interview, a former Chicago Suns reporter told the Village Voice that he is aware of numerous videotapes of what appear to be R. Kelly involved in sex acts with young women. In fact, he says in his reports, they were never about just one girl on one tape. Mm. And he says while interviewing some 24 young women about it, he was sick to his stomach by the details. R. Kelly, of course, as we know, was eventually acquitted. Speaking of, well, when he was asked about the story on an Atlanta radio station, R. Kelly compared himself to a football player who's trying to avoid being tackled from behind. Mm. Not sure about how that analyzation, but wow. I don't get it. Media Takeout's reporting that Tyler Perry is coupled up.
Really?
Or was.
With who?
With somebody from the Atlanta Housewives. Who would you think?
Kendra.
Any other guesses?
Somebody tripping. That's all I got to say.
How about Lawrence?
Oh, Stop playing.
Lawrence.
The rumors started when Andy Cohen told Perry, hey, there are rumors in the A about you dating some Atlanta housewives.
That's the hairdresser dude, right? The one that be not Jay, what's his name, Jay? But yeah, the other one.
Not Derek Jay, but. Yeah. So Tyler Perry's answer was, I plead the fifth. Now, everybody knows, he didn't ask him specifically about Lawrence, but everybody knows he ain't messed with none of them women on the show, so everybody's just
You don't know that.
I don't know. I'm just saying. I'm just saying what everybody thinks, okay?
Word to your mother.
I hate you. So rumors have been swirling about Portia being fired from Real Housewives of Atlanta, speaking of which, but they say she is going to finish out this season and the reunion, but she is on the bubble. According to TMZ. Speaking of reality, TV One's added Chrisette Michelle and Lila James to the cast of R&B Divas LA. What do you think about this, Russ? Louis Farrakhan's defending Kanye West against the Anti-Defamation League in a video on FinalCall.com. Farrakhan, yes, is urging Kanye not to apologize for saying that African Americans don't have the same level of connections as Jewish people. And you know what?
Yeah.
We don't.
Yeah.
What's wrong with him saying that?
Yeah, you never know.
Whatever, you're scared. You're scared.
He's scared.
Yeah,
you're scared to say something. Guess what? Farrakhan talks about you. Farrakhan says that the ADL national director would never put that small time stuff over on me that you put on Scared to Death Negroes.
What?
Like Russ Paul. But then here's where we go wrong. Here's where I get confused. Farrakhan explained that he has authority to tell Kanye that he said nothing wrong because he's directly from the Christ and the Messiah. But I guess we all are directly from the Christ and the Messiah. Amen. So, you know, whatever.
Word to your mother.
Let me move on if I hurt you.
All right.
iTunes named Justin Timberlake Artist of the Year. You're wondering why it's not Beyonce? Because, well, Beyonce, the list is based on the downloads only up to December 16th. Because, okay. Of course, if it was after that, Beyonce would be. She is still breaking records, though.
Yes,
she's
yes.
The first woman in Billboard's history to reach number one with all five of her first studio albums. I'm trying to go fast so you can't put your little stupid stuff in.
Word to your mother.
Can't go fast enough.
Yeah. I'm Alfreda's. That's all right. Wait.
What?
Word to your mother.
Saturday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, TV One. Russ is a Christmas Blessing, okay?
Yes, yes.
You need to watch it. It's a great Christmas movie. If you can't be there, DVR it.
Yes.
Make sure you check it out. Repeats again at 11. Are you sure 11 o'clock?
Yeah.
All right. I'm Alfreda's. That's Off the Wire. For more stuff, go to the RussParMorningShow.com. Don't.
I won't. Okay. I promise.
Word to your mother.
Sure.